This week's message is titled, An Unexpected Beginning. The scripture reading is 1 Peter 5, 6-7, and 10-11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. Really appreciate you listening and hope everyone's doing well. I think it was about 20 years ago, I received an invitation from a university, a Christian university in the northern states, asking me if I would come and speak to the youth who were there. So what was happening was they were having a lecture series that was finishing up on a Sunday afternoon, but coincided with that, they also had a week-long youth forum. And so they invited me to come on that Sunday afternoon and speak to the youth, which was very enjoyable, and I enjoyed the drive there. I'd never been to this university before. And as I arrived, the person who had invited me greeted me, and I was happy to be there. I was introduced to the president of the school, and he was very cordial and happy that I was able to come and speak to them. And he said, and what is your name? And so I told him my name. Well, my name's Don Smith. And he kind of cringed a little bit when I told him my name. And I don't know what that was all about, but I just went, oh, okay, well, whatever. And then things got going, and the singing was fantastic. I'm not sure how many, probably a couple of hundred, 300 maybe young people. And the singing was marvelous. It was just so fantastic and great. If a speaker can't get excited about speaking to a group of people who are really on fire for the Lord, then they should be doing something else. And so it came time for me to be introduced, and the person who invited me got up to the front and welcomed everyone and said, I have a good friend from Canada who is here to speak today. Please welcome Don Smith. And there was absolute silence and almost like a gasp. And as I step out of the pew and walk up to the pulpit area, all kinds of young people, I'm not sure how many, but I thought all of them, stood up and walked out. So picture this, if you will. I'm walking up to the podium, and I'm passing all of these young people who are passing me by. They are walking out of the sanctuary as I'm going up to the front. And of course, it frazzled me. I didn't know what to say. I guess I tried to make some kind of joke and said something like, well, it couldn't have been anything I said because I hadn't said anything yet. And there were a few bits of laughter, but not much. And I thought, well, I was here to speak. So I spoke for my 20 minutes or whatever it was. And I thought it was okay. And I went and sat down, and then they finished up. Well, the person who had invited me came up to me after, and he said, Don, I am so sorry. He said, I have absolutely no idea what happened. I don't know why anybody would get up, and especially so many got up and walked out. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm going to find out. And I'll call you in a couple of days and let you know. So I said, okay, that's fine. I'm not sure what happened either, but I was happy to share a few thoughts. I hope it was okay. And he says, yeah, it was great. I just got to find out what's going on. So I remember driving home that afternoon and replaying everything in my mind. And I was thinking, did that actually happen? Did I do something wrong? Like what in the world? I played it over and over and over again in my mind. And then I got laughing. I said, you couldn't script that if your life depended on it. It's just something that happened. And I just let it go. Well, sure enough, a couple of days later, I got the phone call. And he said, "Don, here's what happened. Apparently, there is a man in the area of the school where I was speaking who was causing a lot of trouble with a lot of youth. And his name happened to be Don Smith. So when it was announced that Don Smith was going to speak, I guess lots of youth leaders and ministers and so forth in the area said, well, you can go to that youth rally and you can sing, but if Don Smith gets up to speak, you leave." Well, that's what happened. So it's just one of those things that I thought, you can't script it. It's just chalk it up to experience. In many ways, it makes for a pretty funny story, I think, over the years for ministers to say, you know, sometimes things just happen. You can't plan things like that. And I was thinking about that today because of what we're going through right now in the pandemic. And maybe people over the years have chatted about the fact that something like this could happen, but really deep down inside, I don't think very many of us, if any of us at all, could imagine what we're dealing with right now. Now, we live in Canada, and we have a wealthy country, and everyone's doing well. But to think that something like this could just stop us, it's not one of those things that you could script. Nobody could script what's happening right now. But everybody's putting their best foot forward. Everyone's doing the very best that they can. And God bless you for wherever you are. And I got thinking more about all of this. And I also thought about the church. Here I am sitting in a beautiful church building, sitting in a nice office. And it's some 2,000 years after the church begins. We went from the beginning all the way to here. And when you think about how the church first started, I'm going to say the same thing. I don't think anybody could have ever scripted. I mean, when Jesus died and was buried and rose again, he said, this has been planned from the beginning. You know, that was talked about from the very beginning. Everything that happened to me, Jesus said, was already spoken about me by Moses and the law and all of the prophets. And here's Jesus now leaving and saying to Peter and the other people who were there, the church is now going to begin. And I was reading this familiar passage in Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus asks his disciples the question, who do people say I am? And they responded by saying, well, some people say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. And Jesus said, but what about you? Who do you say I am? And that's when Peter says, you are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God. And Jesus was so moved by what Peter said. He said, blessed are you, Simon, son of Joseph, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church. And I thought of Peter, who I don't think ever imagined anyone ever saying anything like that to him. You couldn't script that. The church is going to begin by a fisherman. Jesus, who is Lord of all, is saying to Peter, you are going to begin the church. You are going to start this church. And the disciples and Peter were just so overwhelmed that I don't think they could have scripted anything that was going to happen. How do you begin a church? What do you do with all of this? And so this was said before Jesus was even brought to the cross. And then, of course, you know the story of his death and his burial and resurrection. And then days go by, and then there's this wonderful celebration of the Jewish holidays, one of them being Pentecost, Jubilee, freedom for all, when Jewish people from all over the known world come to Jerusalem to celebrate. And then something happens. Jesus' Spirit pours out into his disciples powerful words in speaking. And it's this very Peter who then begins saying what Jesus said to him, you're going to begin this church. And so the Holy Spirit comes on him and the other disciples, and it's spoken of that in these last days, God said, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. And then he goes on to say that your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit, and they will prophesy. And that's what happens. And Peter and the other apostles start preaching. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which he did among you, as you yourselves know. He was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked people, put him to death. And yet God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, for it was impossible for death to keep its grasp on him. And when the people heard this, they were touched. One of the translations said they were cut to their heart. And they asked, so what do we do? And Peter said, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And then some 3,000 people were baptized. The church just started. It just begun. You couldn't script it. You can't plan always what's happening in life, except for the fact that God is in control and that God is always with us. And so this church begins based on what Jesus has said to Peter, not being able to figure out how it's going to happen, but it did happen. And the church continues to grow and multiply. And people who were in Israel at Pentecost becoming Christians and then going back home to Africa or different places in the known world at that time and carrying the message of Jesus with them. And so the churches begin all over the place. And so you have places like a church in Jerusalem, and then you have a church in Corinth, and then you have churches in the province of Galatia, and you have churches all over the place. And I'm not sure that they all looked alike. I think what unified most of the churches back then was communion, just like it does today. Our worship styles may be a little different, but what brings us together is what has always brought us together. Jesus, who has given his life for the church, who is the head of the church. And now 2,000 years later, we are participating in sharing our communion, being part of this wonderful living body of Christ. And as Jesus said to Peter, Peter, you're going to begin this church. He couldn't fathom such a thing. He couldn't script it. And I suspect that many of us could have never scripted our life or scripted the fact that we would be even Christians today, celebrating, even though it's difficult right now with what's going on, we are together in the body of Christ. So I just wanted to encourage you today with these words. And I hope you have a good day. I hope you have a great week. And let life unfold, that no matter what is happening, Jesus said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And we'll just keep sharing the message of Christ every day. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. We've suspended our regular services because of the coronavirus pandemic. You can see videos for sermons on our YouTube channel or at facebook.com/Beamsville Church of Christ. You can subscribe to this weekly sermon podcast through Google Play, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you get podcasts. Just search for Beamsville. All of our past messages, videos, and more information about our congregation are available at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.